What's up, guys? It's Danny Carlson here from Kenji ROI, and a number of you have reached out to me and asked me, what do you do for your morning routine? How do you get things going? I do tend to be very meticulous about this. I put probably way too much time and effort into making the perfect one for me. Tried out, you know, ones from Tony Robbins, from Stephon James, from, you know, Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod, and I've just found the one that works best for me. So let's start out first with, why do you even want a morning routine? Well, I personally found it super, super helpful to start off my day in a really good frame of mind. And on the flip side, if I start out my day with, you know, a negative client call, a bunch of emails that pull me in directions that I don't want to go, then it's way, way harder for me to get back in that workflow, back in a good mood, and actually have a good productive day. But starting my day off exactly the way I want makes it way more likely the entire day is going to go good. So let's get right into it. First, I just have to say one really important thing is that there's no single morning routine that's going to work for everyone. We're all totally personal, different people, so a lot of the language that I use in my morning routine is not going to have the same effect on you and vice versa. So be prepared for a little bit of work to actually really figure it out and craft the perfect routine for you using the right words and strategies, but we'll get into that in a second. Step number one, get the fuck out of bed on the first alarm and just go hop in the shower right away. Just the shower is like that little motivator to get your ass out of bed, because it's still kind of nice in a warm shower. So we got to think process of elimination here. So like, if you do the hardest, shittiest thing when you right get out of bed, you're probably more likely to just stay in bed where it's nice. So we want to go into the shower to almost trick ourselves into getting out of bed. But once you're in the shower, you got to get yourself clean, get all fresh and everything like that. But the real magic sauce is turning it all the way to cold. Literally as cold as it will go. And in the beginning, this is gonna be a really hard strategy to actually pull off, but it really invigorates you, does things like, if you're a guy, boosts your testosterone, it wakes you up way better than coffee will. So the way to do this is use Mel Robbins' trick, which is the countdown. You go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just do it. And for some reason, that makes you way more likely to actually do it. Like, you feel accountable to just counting down from 5 for yourself. So once you're in, one thing that makes it way easier and actually pumps your blood full of oxygen as well is to do some really fast breathing. And I like to use my arms as well, just to get my pump going, and also it helps me withstand the cold. So I do 32 breaths on one side with the water coming from this side, like usually through the mouth. You want to be breathing very deeply. And then also 32 breaths on the back side, getting the back side all nice and cold. All right, now we're ready for step number two. And remember, guys, this is all about tricking yourself into not getting back into bed and going to sleep. So step number two is immediately put your clothes on and make your bed, open your window, you know, do all the things that make it way less likely you're gonna crawl back into bed. You know, if my bed's made and my clothes are on, I'm not gonna get back into bed. Okay, step number three, now that there's no way I'm getting back into bed, I'm going to start doing some of my affirmations. So I was messing around with the affirmations for the last couple of years, and it never really clicked with me until I got this one tip. I believe it was Stephon James who gave me this tip, but it's to really dig your emotions into it. Like, turn on some music that just really you emotionally connect with on a really deep level, and you have use your arms, use your voice, just get into it with the entire body when you're saying it, so that you actually feel the emotions that the affirmation is trying to bring up. So an example of the wrong way to do an affirmation is, I am a strong, confident man who goes after what he wants. You know, it's, I don't feel any different after doing that, right? Saying it over and over just like that's not gonna do anything. But on the flip side, if I turn on my favorite dance song and I'm just getting super pumped and I'm like, I'm a strong, confident man who goes after exactly what he wants. It's like, I can feel that. So remember, the goal of affirmations is not to say something over and over again until you trick your own brain into thinking that it's actually true. The goal is to actually feel the emotion, feel the feeling of having whatever it is that you're going after, so that eventually you will just naturally become that person or get that thing that you want because you know what it feels like. All right, guys, so the next step is journaling. So what I personally use for this is Ryan Holiday's The Daily Stoic. It's a book about a bunch of Stoic philosophies, things to ponder for the day, paired up with the Stoic journal. But you can use these things on anything. Just a blank piece of paper is gonna work fine. So first off, I just read a little philosophical quote to get my mind just thinking in a certain way. And then I go into the journal and I write a little blurb about how that philosophical quote can apply to my life and what I'm going through right now. Then next up, I set my intention for the day. So maybe my intention for the day is to meet a cute girl. Maybe my intention for the day is to do something good for a business relationship. It could be to eat healthy food that day. And then lastly, I write down three things that I'm grateful for. Usually really small things, like I'm grateful that it's sunny out today. I'm grateful for my energy drinks. And next, I write down three things that I'm grateful for at that moment. It's usually something really small, like avocados, or it's sunny out today, or cool business relationship I made a couple days ago. The goal with this exercise is to get yourself in a state of gratitude, which there is tons and tons of studies on. You can find articles on that everywhere. And it makes you way less likely to be anxious and get in your head about stupid stuff that you really shouldn't be worrying about, because you're just grateful for being alive and just all the things that you have. Okay, so how do you know what kind of affirmations you should do for yourself? This is something that's gonna be totally personal to everybody, especially this one. So you have to do a little bit of work to figure out exactly what do you wanna say. So what kind of stuff are you working on right now? This could be cognitive biases, like for example, if you don't believe that you should be wealthy, you have some kind of negative connotation with having money and having wealth, and maybe that's stopping you from actually going after starting that new business or whatever venture you're trying to do. So an affirmation for that might be something like, I give myself full permission to be wildly wealthy and create true wealth for my family and my friends. And it's also really important to play with the wording so that it actually triggers yourself emotionally as well, right? So write it down the first time and definitely massage the words until it really resonates with you. And also, guys, this is a super dynamic process. Once you do it once, doesn't mean that that's gonna be your affirmations forever. We're always working on things, tweaking things, changing things in our lives, so we gotta change our affirmations as well. I usually review it about once a week and then touch up on things. Maybe I'll change the language a bit, or maybe I don't need one affirmation anymore and I'll switch it out with another one, some new thing that I'm working on. It's a constant improvement process. And please, don't just try it one time and then say it's not working for you and give up. You gotta work on it. Like, it took me at least 3 weeks or a month to actually tweak it and get it the way that I wanted until it actually impacted me and like was actually starting to make a difference. Okay, the next step in the morning routine is to just get all the other stuff that I need to do to get ready before I leave the house. So, you know, I will go brush my teeth, put gel in my hair and all that stuff, shave. I just wanna get everything done so that I'm set up for the next step. Okay, now that you've gotten everything else done, it's time for the final step, meditation. Now, this is the most powerful step because it basically gives your body a reset. So before I like to start work, I like to do a 20-minute meditation and just fully relax my mind, my body, and just start from zero, because there's gonna be things that happen in the day that stress you out. It's gonna turn on that anxiety mode, that overthinking mode, but you don't have to start your day that way. If you start from ground zero, totally calm, it's much easier to start from a place of focus and a good mood, and then your day is much less likely to start in that rhythm of anxiety or overthinking something or just a negative mood. So it's been really, really important to me. Now, I do 20 minutes, but I started out doing only 5 minutes. I've been doing this for 2 years, and it does take quite a bit of time to be able to develop your meditation skills where you can do it for 20 minutes every single day. So just start with 5 minutes. I'd recommend downloading an app like Headspace is a good one. They have a free 10-day trial, I think, and then it's like $3 a month or $5 a month. Best money you're ever gonna spend on yourself, because meditation, I'm not gonna go into all the benefits here. You can just look it up with the millions of studies on the internet, but I'm telling you, meditation has pretty much changed my life. All right, and that's it, guys. That's my morning routine. So if you want the cheat sheet for how to set this up for yourself, click on the link below this video and we'll send you the exact structure you need to set up your own morning routine. And guys, I totally do not take credit for this morning routine. This is just taking little bits from a lot of different people that have studied their morning routines over the years and just taking what works for me. So by no means think that this is the only way to do it or the best way to do it. Just take what I'm doing as a framework and then tweak it until it works perfectly for you. So thanks for joining me on this video. Click the link below to get the cheat sheet, and we'll see you next time.